Obviously, we are concerned, but also there have been many attacks since the coup d'etat in Mali in 2012, which you may recall, which was initially led by the Tuareg breakaway group from the north, and then other Islamic groups joined them, and the whole situation became very confused. It was calmed down a bit by the French intervention initially, and but there have been sporadic attacks ever since 2012. And so, in a way, it's not surprising. And, of course, a hotel full of foreigners is an obvious target if you want to get media attention. I understand that the security at the hotel was rather light. People do say that the guards weren't armed and there were only two of them.
Let's talk about Zimbabweans in Mali.
Well, there will be some, of course. There are some Zimbabweans all over the world, particularly since, you know, the events of 2000 and so on. We have a very big diaspora. Probably they'll be in the mining sector or something like that. There may be some in the security forces. I'm not aware. There may be business people there. I personally don't know how many Zimbabweans, and of course there would be tourists anyway, so people may be passing through Mali. We have not been contacted by anyone in Mali seeking our assistance, unlike when the coup d'etat happened. Our very Minister of Foreign Affairs was right there in the hotel. I don't think it was the Radisson, it was not. But Minister Mbegegri and his delegation were in Mali.